5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It went from a dirt road to not a road. It was the desert.
My like, God. You were driving Surprise, over. Surprised you guys weren't sacrificed. That's all my parents want to talk about is when they come out to see me, how much I pay for a chicken. It's their favorite thing. I mean, guys, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting. Thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. Friendly reminder, if you wouldn't mind rating, reviewing, subscribing to this bad
Please.
Boy, you can see it on the YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube. Let's show those young Mr. Beasters that we got a little skin in this game.
That's right.
I mean, he's on the cover of Time magazine, and he's changing the world.
I love that guy.
I love him so much.
I can't help it. At first, it was like an eye roll. I was like, oh, another YouTuber.
I actually never eye rolled that guy. He always felt different to me, but I eye rolled this other guy who was like, let me show you my $1,000 in cash as I made a slide out of my house. I'm like,
don't encourage my kids to sit in a chair for 4 days gaming, but that's not what Mr. Beast does.
No, man. He's a good time.
Philanthropist. He's clever. He's kind.
He just, he put in like 100 different wells in Africa so villages have clean water. He paid for 100 kids to have cleft palate surgery. Like he's doing God's work. I'm telling you, Mr.
Beast. He's a good guy.
Mr. Beast.
But you know what?
We could use, hey, he's got enough people.
Reviews. He's good. We need good
reviews. We're
going to
do good.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah. It's,
we've got almost the exact same numbers as Mr. Beast. So please rate, review, and subscribe.
We're so close, you guys. The only thing we're lacking
is a billion.
The youth, the
vigor,
good looks, the Texas charm, the kindness and selflessness.
You don't know. You don't know. That could come. That could come with large scratch.
See, you know what? Let's see what happens when you throw money at people.
Yeah.
How they, that's when you find out.
You know what
true
it's going to do? They're going to throw
see
it.
Who we are.
They're going to throw it at us and we're going to throw it at our kids. Cause that's how it works in motherhood. Welcome.
I know, it's so true.
Welcome to my 8-year-old shirt.
Yeah. My kids, if underwear is slightly uncomfortable, they get a whole new set of it. Me, I'm wearing the same stuff I wore. I'm wearing maternity underwear.
Yeah.
Right
and I'm
now.
Fine with it. It fits me right.
If I get in an accident, they're going to be like, dear God.
No, they're not. They're going to be like, she's a mom. We can call this one in. She's a mom.
Yeah. Spent all the money on the kids' underwear.
Her bra has holes in it. Her pants, her underpants are, we should never talk about them again. She's a mom. Let's, you know.
When you pick your underwear up out of the drawer and you can't figure out which hole your leg goes in, you know that you're using some old stuff.
And you know what? Mind your business, people.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
What's comfy to me is disgusting to you. And
I don't give a shit. And my husband's happy if I'm wearing them or not wearing them. So it doesn't matter. There you go. Who's sexy? Who's 28 years old?
Contrary, my husband not happy regardless of the situation right now.
Yeah, I was going to say he doesn't care. He just wishes I had a better attitude.
Generally unhappy with me. Yeah.
But, fair. I know. I'm having a text war with him, my husband, right now. I'm turning off my phone.
Well, we just got back from out of town. So
it's always re-entry
really
time.
Hard when we're out of town. It's like,
do you know how hard this is? But we did go to Vegas.
Yeah, we did.
Vegas is such an interesting place. And I think you and I have such like different perspectives of it. Cause I,
well, you've never been married there at one point.
Oh God, we got to talk about that.
No,
that's way more interesting than what I have to say. But what I'm going to say really fast is we did have this really cool experience. We've played in Vegas before. We've played at
So we were at Treasure Island where they do a Cirque show. And they were like, we're going to have I'm Mom So Hard in for one night. So we're just going to leave the stage the same.
As is. Literally, we went to the dressing room and there were like wigs from Cirque du Soleil in the dressing room. There was no room for us. They were like, can you put your bags on the chair? And like, and we went out and it was a circle stage and there was like Cirque du Soleil
and
shit
they were like, don't
on the
fall
stage.
In this trap door.
Yeah.
We were
It was hilarious.
It's like an egg.
At any point, the stage may move. Just do your dumb kick up jokes and be done with it. And we were like, okay.
We did it though.
That was a weird stage. And then we loved playing at the
Valley Ranch.
I would say Hidden Valley Ranch, which is my dressing.
Yeah.
But
and then we had the best time this last weekend at the Westgate.
The Westgate, which if you don't know, right now it's where Barry Manilow does his show, but it is where Elvis Presley did his famous residency. Yeah. I got so much tea from the back of house.
And it was crazy because I just watched Priscilla. I watched Elvis. And like the places are in there.
Yes.
Like
so the Westgate is in this. Okay. So it's like one of those big, tall, like.
Used to be the Hilton.
Famous, like big buildings. And on the top it says Westgate in bright yellow lettering.
Yep.
And his, like not condo, but his
penthouse
was under the T.
Yeah.
And they have since closed it as a way to like memorialize him.
It's like a block and a half away from the Sphere.
Yeah. And which doesn't look like it should be on planet Earth. It is the most trippy, weird thing, the Sphere.
It's so cool.
So you got, what a weird world. We have the old and we have the new.
That's what Vegas is. And I also heard about as I was going, so of course, because we really are moms. We really are.
Who's surprised by that?
I think the word is multi-hyphenated. We're moms, we're stand-ups, we're podcasters, we're bitches. Yeah. And I had to take my hungover ass back to my son's bowling party, and the flights were delayed and stuff. But I did my driver, who they're always like wealths of information.
They're cool,
and also
tea,
you guys, because they drive everybody around. There's a place I've never heard of that he's like, everybody loves to go there in Vegas, called the Peppermill Restaurant.
Hmm.
It's been there for like 70 years or something. It hasn't been
updated. I
gotta go. Like a steakhouse or something like that. And he's like, people love to go to it. But every time you go, there's something new, or there's something new to you.
Yes. And the thing that I think I have started to love about Vegas, because I have a very different perspective now, is like, first of all, I love that we were in this like museum of Elvis. It felt so cool. We were definitely in his dressing room, and there was a bed in it. Weird. And evidently a lady of the Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
Perhaps they canoodled
there.
In there. And meanwhile, Jen and I looked at that bed and we were like, that would be nice for a nap. You know, we're those people.
No canoodling.
But they did have like a piece of the stage that they saved from the original. He did 600. I'm going to say this wrong, but I'm pretty close. It was like 670 shows.
Yeah.
Sold out 2 shows a night.
The only person who's ever done it.
Except for Barry Manilow, who will beat it next week.
Oh, really?
Yes, he will beat the number of shows. But his are not doubles a night, I don't think. I think he just does one.
Yeah.
But you wonder why Elvis was pumped full of
drugs.
Amphetamines and then given barbiturates. It's because he was up and then he needed to sleep, and then he was up and then he needed to sleep. But it like that
once
amount of
that
performance
cycle.
Is crazy to me.
Well, they say this little bit of, it's like about a 3x3 bit of old hardwoods where he used to pray.
I mean, and he would put his hand on his
forehead on his arm. That wood. They're so
heck yeah. I laid
like,
down. I was like, give it to me, Elvis.
It feels like a little holy spot. It's really awesome.
It was really awesome. And the theater itself was really lovely. It felt like sometimes when you go to do casino shows, they all do a really good job, but sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
They made it feel like they were like, come into our theater.
Like it was special.
This is where Elvis played. You guys get to be where Elvis played. I was like, I'm going to cry. This is so cool.
Well, I was.
And our bed in the hotel was black tufted leather, and there was a hot tub in the middle of the room.
Yeah, that very Vegas-y. Yeah,
I got
Kristen
right in
kept
it.
Trying to get me to come down to her room, and I was like, why do I hear bubbles in the background?
Don't bring a suit. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
It was great. It was full of bubbles.
Well, so I was talking to some of my Bellevue girls that I grew up with, and they were like, let's go see Air Supply. And I was like,
wait, this weekend?
Well, no. So we were talking about like doing a girls trip or something like that, which I'll get back to the Vegas part of it. Maybe very soon, as you will see. So they were talking about, we also have played the MGM out at in Maryland, in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
We love that place.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay. So Air Supply is going to be there, but it's the day after Thanksgiving. And I'm like, sorry, guys, I'm going to have 30 people over,
yeah.
I'm sure. So I would have to leave like the next morning at the earliest. I don't know if I can get to Jersey or
you know,
DC or wherever it is that fast. So I went on the website to look and see where Air Supply is playing. And June 1st, they're going to be at the Westgate.
Oh.
So I'm going to message them and be like,
hey, remember us? They said.
They did say, come back if you want to see some shows. So I'm going to see if they'll get us some Air Supply tickets in the...
Well, we should probably say while we were in Vegas, we were burying the lead here a little bit. Jen and I did go see Magic Mike for a second time in Vegas.
We did.
And you know, here's what I'll say about Magic Mike. First of all, and I don't know if anybody would find this hard to believe or easy to believe, but I get real weird with dancing men with no clothes on. They do have clothes on. I'm not one of those people that like comes alive when like there's a like gyrating man next to me. I become like a real weird, shy weirdo. But I love what those shows, in particular, what
have
Magic
you guys
Mike.
Have seen that movie called Frozen? Where when she gets really scared or stressed out, she like
freezes.
So Kristen was up on stage.
Oh my God, that's terrible. I was not prepared. I did not have any.
One entire side of the room was like frozen in ice from Kristen's very strong vibe that she was putting out there. I felt awkward for the guy. I was like, I'll talk to him afterwards. She was like whispering to him. And
I was like, he's like,
not touching. There was no touching that happened. There was no gyrating that happened. She was nodding her head and holding her hands like
to post the video because it does look like I'm being like strip searched. There's nothing sexual about it. Like,
no,
I am all business. My posture is like, I am going to, because I get, if I can't be funny and I have to be up there and sort of lean into being sexy, do you want to see me like turn inside out?
Well,
I'm
that didn't
dying
happen.
Right now talking about it.
It honestly, what I thought I could maybe even hear was him saying like, ma'am, have you handled any explosives? Did you pack your bags yourself? I don't want to do this any more than you want to do this. Can you hold your arm straight out to
I've
your
been
side?
Touched more by a TSA agent than the stripper and Magic Mike. And I mean dancer. But I have to say, I don't want to talk about me being on stage. It's so embarrassing. But I really think the show is really cool. And I think what it does for
women.
It's like
a Broadway show.
You think it's going to be something. And then it turns it on its side. It's definitely R-rated. But it's not the kind of R-rated that you think it is. It's not. They don't get nude.
No.
They're literally legit excellent dancers.
They do flips. They
are
silks,
singers.
They do trapeze.
They kind of like lean into like genres of.
Oh, they tap dance too.
They tap dance. They're percussionists. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
The women have a good time. We've been before. So sort of for me, the second time I was like, I know what to expect. It's not going to be.
Yeah.
It was totally fine. I highly recommend if you've got a group of girls and that's your thing, go. Because for me, it's one dance that literally I'm like. Night is made, and it's the one dance that has a woman in it. Not because I'm.
Thing. I mean, I think this time.
And yes, she's very attractive.
It's different than the first time we saw it, but I think that they did say, or maybe I had 1/16 as much to drink as the first time I went to it.
Yeah.
But I remember them saying this time, like, oh, we know what women really want and what women really find erotic. And it's not like the fireman dirty dance with the hose thing, you know, like it's this. Well, I described it to my husband, who's like, how many times are you going to go to Magic Mike? I described it to him as I go, it's like because we in Paris, we saw Moulin Rouge.
That's cool.
It's like
that's
Moulin
my
Rouge,
jam.
But there's no nudity.
Right.
It's like
my husband's like. He knows. Like, he would be more concerned if I went to an HVAC conference than if I went to Magic Mike.
He's
like, he's like, I know you got weird. And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, you didn't get weird. I go, I got weird.
I suspect there were a couple dancers that put in their 2 weeks notice after we were there. Because it was...
I don't know. We were just... First of all, we were working. We were trying to get our script done. And we were... But... What I try to do is like take a moment to look around, and I looked at all these women, and they're like bachelorette parties, birthday parties, girls' nights out, and anybody who is creating an environment like us to have that, I'm for it. Support it. And I have to say, big shout out to this woman.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
She's my favorite.
Hero. Yeah.
So we're sitting at this table, and all these men that are just like ripped are dancing, and they're dancing, and it's really cool. They're like good dancers, and we look back. this is like the first number of the night. This woman stands up as though to say, I'm going to stand up and dance with my natural light in one hand and yes. do the like mom sway
yes.
for the entire time. Show. And then she walked out as like, you know what? I'm probably going to go to another show and I'm going to stand and dance for that one too.
Never took a seat.
Never took a seat.
The girl she was with didn't really feel like standing up.
Nobody talked
fine.
To her. She just yeah. stood there by herself in her own happiness.
If I can, the only thing that would make that place better would be like a heavy light menu, like a loaded potato skin sort
I know, but
of thing.
Then they made me panic. They were like, you guys have to move everything off the top of your table. And I was like,
they
oh
do come
God,
and they stand up there. So, which is, yeah.
They were like,
yeah, very close to Kristen's face. She was.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm so weird. I'm so weird about those things. This is why yeah. my husband's like, I'm not worried. I'm like, you're not worried a little
Kristen
bit? And he's
like, do you want to build a snowman? Ride our bikes around the hall.
You guys, I'm not a good planner. I'm sure that's not a shock to anybody. I see people meal prepping, meal planning, and I can't do it. Except now I can. I found the perfect way to meal prep. And guess what? I don't get overwhelmed by this way. I have a really good time. So this podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon, and I'm genuinely excited about this because it's helping me fast track my way to eating well without the stress. And with our code MOMSOHARD, you can get up to 26 free meals, moms. You got to get in on this. And you know how there are nights where you need your meal done like yesterday because you've got piano practice and a game and rehearsal and Zern, math homework, all that stuff. Marley Spoon's new 15-minute express recipes are exactly what they sound like. They're convenient, they're delicious, and they're on the table in minutes. You'll find these on every weekly menu, and if you've got a few extra minutes, they've got some great 20-minute options too. My personal favorite hack, they're sheet pan dinners. Literally throw everything on one pan, and boom, you're done. You're the hero, moms. Same with their tray bakes that even include the tray. My very most favorite recent meal that I've gotten from Marley Spoon is their crispy chicken sandwich. You guys, crispy is so hard to do at home. I don't know how I was able to pull this up, but with Marley Spoon, I made these delicious crispy chicken sandwiches. If you're really in a hurry, Marley Spoon also has delicious ready-to-heat meals. These are lifesavers when I really don't feel like cooking, and it's more often than not, I'll tell you. I love Marley Spoon. Thank you for making it easy and making me provide healthy, delicious meals for my family and making me look like a hero. You guys make me look like I meal prep. This spring, fast track your way to eating well with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/momsohard and use code MOMSOHARD for up to 26 free meals. Get it, girls. That's right, up to 26 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/momsohard for up to 26 free meals. And make sure you use our promo code MOMSOHARD so they know that we sent you. Marley Spoon, MARLEYSPOON.
But then, okay, this was a little bit of heaven too. Our good friend Brett was in town.
Brett Marlene.
He goes, hey, I have a friend who's turning 40.
And he's going to be at a club. And we're like, we're going to go to the club.
But I had no idea how good the music would be.
Well,
at that night
you're
club.
Missing the one step to the equation that I think was the thing that really made the night. Is my friend Mia and her friend Corinne
yes.
were in, and they go, we went to this really awesome place. The Venetian that was like cool and chill and like people our age and really good music. And I was like, what does that mean?
Well, I will tell you, if you want to know what age group, I did take pictures of the bookshelves and send them to a friend as a possible design idea.
That was so gorgeous. Yeah. And their art deco, beautiful, sexy, like loungy. And you know what? She wasn't wrong. I walked in and I was like, oh, I like what you mean by our age. It means like, if I dare say, like a little fucking sophisticated, like sexy. Like
yeah.
everybody was like in these beautiful chairs and everybody looked good. And it was like not too like
good booze, and like not booze that just gets you hammered, like booze that tastes good.
Good. Like a good martini and really good.
I had one of those spicy margaritas
with
the
cucumber
and jalapenos on it. It was so
good. It was such a treat. So we started there. I had a martini and a half. So my dancing wheels were ready. I was lit up.
Yeah.
I was popping and locking.
She was in her zone.
I was in my zone.
And you know who else was? This random table. It was so, they like came over. They're like, oh, you're going to get low? Well, we'll join in with you too.
And I was what school district are you guys in?
By bookshelves.
Yeah.
Very elegant, nice painted blue bookshelves.
We all had our moment. Yeah. And the thing that I loved about it is like immediately that set the tone of what I wanted the rest of the night to be like, which was all I wanted to do was go dancing. It's what I love it. I don't want to worry about what I look like. I don't want to worry about my age. I don't want to worry about what time it is. I don't want to worry about what I'm eating. I want to go fucking dance. I want to go let go and let loose and go dance.
Yes.
And it was exactly that. So by the time we went to the place where Brett was, which was like a 90s, like it was just a really good, like
it was sort of all the pop dance hits from the last
20 years.
That you want, that you know the words to, that you hear the beat and you just go,
yeah, you're like going to go sit down and then they start playing, get low,
I guess I'm can't like, sit
I'm back,
down.
I'm back. And like, here's how you know you have a good night. Literally, as I was leaving, I was like, Sherry, it was so nice to meet you. I've got to go. And like, I was like high-fiving women as I left. I got home at 2 a.m., y'all.
Wasn't it later than that?
No, because my body died at 1:30. I was like literally on a bar stool, and I was like, "You guys, my right hip's burning, and I think I got my."
I went to our friend, and I go, "Don't worry about me. I'll text you when I get to the hotel." But I am so tired right now.
Yeah.
That's how I knew how tired I was. We got there. All they had at that one bar was the one margarita.
Yeah.
And then I got a can of beer because I was like, "It was a nice."
She's like, "I missed the Westgate."
I know. And I walked out onto the dance floor and I dropped it and I was like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I was so like tired because I'd been sick the week before and I was like, but I did dance a little bit, but then I was like, I'm going to go back to the hotel. And it was weird. It was so hard to get a cab.
By the way, the winds were like legit. They delayed our flights. They were, the winds were so strong that mattresses from the pool areas were like flying through the air. Like literally palm trees were like bending in half. It was no bullshit. It's not like wind. It was like next level.
Yeah. It was like crazy. Like everything was like blown over. There were whole like signs and stuff that is like street signs that were blown over. But, I couldn't get a cab. I couldn't figure it out. And then I managed to walk next door to get one. And it was because Madonna was at our hotel at the MGM.
Which I'm going
park.
To this weekend. What's up?
Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
What? You didn't tell me this?
I told you 6 months ago.
Oh, there's no way I'll remember that.
Yes.
A lot of people are going. It's going to be fun.
I know. If she shows up on time, nothing pisses me off more. She's notoriously 3 hours late.
She's late.
It makes me mad.
She's late to every show.
I don't like that. That's, Madonna. Dear Madonna.
Yeah.
I do. Per my request for a ticket for your establishment, I do not appreciate that you are 3 hours late. Do you want to build a snowman?
Her Yelp reviews are going to shit the bed. Oh, Madonna, you just have...
Don't fucking be 3 hours late and be 65. We know you're not having an easy time of things.
None of us are 25 anymore.
Yeah, especially you, Madonna.
Yeah, so let's like know your audience and know that we need to get to bed at a reasonable time.
3 hours late.
Right?
You're fired. But then I'll just stay because I'm mad and I already bought the ticket.
Here's what I love. Some gay guys sued her for coming on.
I know.
I fucking love it.
Thank you.
Right?
Don't mess with the gays. They'll come at you. They support. Like, come on now. They're buying the best tickets.
They bought VIP meet and greet.
Fuck yes, they did.
Stuff. You make them.
And her merch?
Yeah. And then you got to stand there and you got to buy drinks that are like $22 for a single drink at those like arenas and stuff. There's no way.
That's why I like going to shows at the Westgate.
That's right.
You walk in, get your drink.
Fine, that's what you want. I'm going to Air Supply.
Air Supply, great. It's going to be so fun.
Fun. Yeah, I do love, I've always been a big Vegas person. I've probably gone 20 sometimes.
Really?
I do, I love it. But it is, like, what I like to do there now is so different. Like, it used to be, like, going to bed at 5 a.m. Like, every time I was in Vegas, like, I would be back when the sun was coming up.
I hated Vegas.
It's so interesting.
I hated it. I did never felt like I had the right clothes. I didn't like techno music. I was felt like out of place. And like, I do love to play blackjack. So sometimes I would just sit there for like 12 hours. Fair. That's fine. Yeah. I did not enjoy it. But then let me just go real off the rails about Vegas. I ran a half marathon in Vegas at night on the strip.
That's
and it
fun.
Went from New Vegas to Old Vegas and back around. And every 2 miles, they had a live music venue playing.
Gosh, fun.
So you would just like be dying as you were running, but you're like, okay, I can hear somebody playing Cyndi Lauper. And then like you would go up and around the thing. And I really, because I had to go to Vegas with kind of a different like gaze, like it wasn't about boozing because you were going to run 15 miles. It was so fun. And I was like, I think Vegas is changing for me. This is after I had Finn.
Yeah.
So then since we've been doing shows there, it's so different. And then my husband and I went there because I was like, we went to our friend's weird magician show.
Partially nude, right?
No, I think he wanted to be partially nude. Not my husband, the guy that was running the show. Oh. You know, that weirdo. He was like, we were like.
No, the performer, not the audience.
That's... I was like, dude, we can see all the, we know how the tricks are working.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was not great. But we went and it was kind of a weekend away and we got a hotel room at the Venetian and we got to bed and ate meatball subs in bed at 9 p.m. and
oh
then got
God.
Up at
now
7 a.m.
dirty. I know.
7 a.m. walked around Vegas. Guess who's not up in Vegas? Anybody at 7 a.m. So we were like first ones into the wax museum.
Well, that's what I mean. Some of them are still up from the night before.
Yeah, they're
but
like
nobody's...
doing lines of coke as they try to find their freaking hotel rooms, but
it's been
they're holding
days,
their
I
shoes
slept.
And they
yeah.
can't find their underpants. I'm like, ma'am, I've got a second pair of Feline super coverage in my bag. Would you like these? Like I'm gonna, I've got my tennis shoes and my aerosol tennis shoes on.
Which hole does my leg go into?
Yeah, you can't. You don't know. You
well,
don't
then
know.
You can't have them, lady.
Right.
It's not for you to judge.
But I, the pool and stuff in Vegas, like all that kind of made me feel so.
That stuff.
I know. I felt self-conscious and I felt like, I don't know. It just wasn't my thing. And I did have a couple girl trips in my 20s with like Allie that were really fun. But at the end of the day, it wasn't Vegas that made it fun. It was the girls. And I think...
Totally. It's who you go with. Because
it's who you go
with.
You go with
the wrong people and it can really suck. It can be like... It,
and I
feel like torture,
I didn't really go that much in my 20s. I haven't been all that many times. But every time I went, I was like, fucking hate it. But I did one time have to meet some girls in Vegas. And so this bartender that I worked with who...
Oh, God. I think I know that.
Dirty Uncle Frank.
Yep.
He dabbled in... not porn, but not porn. It was like Skinamax.
Okay.
And
like more softcore.
He would wear a sock and he would tell me all about it because he was a bartender friend of mine. God bless him.
Wait, on his people?
Like bikini. Yeah. No, on his feet, Jen. Why would I be embarrassed to say?
Well, was he married? Is he doing married person porn? Sometimes you end up with one sock on. You don't know how it happened.
You need it. You need one off for traction.
I don't understand. So it was. Fake.
It was like fake simulated like
okay.
Bikini Airways kind of thing.
I don't want to sock.
God, he's
going to
be so proud of hearing his IMDb on this podcast. But God bless him. He's like, hey, Kristen, I got to go to I gotta go to Vegas to be part of a three-way. Do you want to ride with me to Vegas? And I'm like,
what?
Literally my face is like bright red. And I'm like, he goes, hey, look, I'm driving. It'd be nice to have someone
well,
to help
was
me.
Was this a paid gig or was it?
No,
like
he was my bartender friend who was going to Vegas and I was meeting
for
friends in Vegas.
Way. Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
You just needed the ride and
I
needed
the ride.
Money.
No, he was going to let me ride with him because he didn't want to fall asleep.
Hell yeah. There's no
okay.
way that guy's going to
no.
say no to
so
you.
So then, of course,
the
all my other friends are like, oh, he's going to ask for like
yeah, yes.
road sex. Far and I was away. Like, no, he's not. So we got in his car and I was like, all these people are judging him because he's a little bit like that. And we get in and he goes, can we quick pray before we drive? And I go, seriously? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, God protect us while we drive. Make sure we don't hit any accidents, whatever, whatever. And then I was like, I think I had you all wrong, sir. I prejudged you because of some of your sexual proclivities.
Isn't that just being Catholic though?
Yeah,
you just
that's
say sorry
yeah, you just,
before and after and then you're fine to do it.
That's
right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So then, oh man, this gets so R-rated. Nothing happens on the drive. He's so nice. We have this great chat. It's so like PG, because, by the way, I'm doing everything to stay awake because it's like a 6-hour drive and we left at like 2 a.m. So I'm like, which is not my favorite.
It shouldn't be 6 hours, but you hit traffic going to Vegas.
You always hit traffic.
LA, yeah.
So I'm like, my eyes are like, I'm like so tired. And he's like talking about how he wants to like redo his apartment. Like it's the least scantily clad or what do you call it? Scantily
sexy,
sexy conversation you can imagine. And then he's like, I shouldn't tell this part.
Oh God, now you have to tell this part.
I might have to cut this out. He's like, can we pray? And I go, sure. And he's like, dear God, thank you for getting us to Las Vegas safely with no accidents and no whatever. Like he had done this like prayer clearly before. And then he helped me bring my suitcase out of the back of his car and he put it out. And I noticed he had like 2 cases of pineapple juice in the back of his car. And I go,
what? No, everyone knows why he has that, Kristen. No.
I'm sorry for my life in my 20s.
But I also love that Kristen was like, what do you have that for? That's a real healthy drink to have.
I had no idea. So many cases of it. I was like, hey, are you guys making like Malibu rums or something? What do you got going on? And I asked the question and he just told me the answer. And I was like,
well, what a gentleman.
Thank you. I'm going to go into the Luxor now and
wash my
body to have another weekend of sin. Thank you.
Oh, man. Well, that honestly, I mean, that's the kind of person you go to Vegas with that kind of sullies the experience a little bit. Because I'm like, look, all I want to do is like wear a short skirt that I can't get away with wearing just, you know, around anyplace else but Vegas.
Yeah.
I want it like it's the condensed where they have the best restaurants like on the West Coast. It's like
now
it's like,
it is because when in my 20s I didn't give a shit about that. But I give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I wasn't good at it.
I liked it. Like that'd be like you'd go with a bunch of girls and then like that'd be your one expensive thing was like a good meal. Like I remember going with girls to Ashton Kutcher had this restaurant and nightclub. Like we
fun.
Got a reservation like months in advance and went to the restaurant and then we went to Dow or whatever nightclub it was. And like it was so fun. But like my husband and I used to go and
Which
Kristen? I only have one husband I'll admit to, and that's who I'm talking about right
now. I'm just
now.
Saying.
Did I tell you that time when we got stuck in Vegas traffic? So we're coming back on a Sunday and you're just stopped on the freeway. Like
it's hard.
You're just
hate driving. It's such a ugh.
This was like before you had like navigation on your phone and stuff like that. So I was like, hey, look at those people. They're driving off the highway like into the dirt. Let's follow them. It feels like they might know where they're going. So we follow. He had like a Toyota FJ, like
yeah, the one that looks like a Lego car.
Yeah, totally looks like a kid's car. So he's like, all right, well, so it's not going to slow us down any. It's the right direction at least. So we get off the highway and we follow these cars. We literally like go through this like. At this point, it's kind of a road. It's like a dirt road, but it goes like under these old train tracks and there's like broken strollers, like literally the place you would go to die if you were like in a murder movie or something like that.
Oh, no.
But it was like Sunday afternoon when we were doing it. And so we come out from under the railroad tracks and there's like this turnaround point and some cars are turning around to go the other way. And this guy gets out and I don't know, he came straight from like the early 80s and like it was like a Eldorado or something, the longest car you've ever seen in your life. He gets out of the car and he makes eye contact with Britt and he goes, follow me. And he like waves his arm and Britt looks at me. He's like, should we do it?
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
he knows. Like that guy knows.
We're in a 4x4, like jostling through just dirt, like shrub brushes, like dried tumbleweeds are like blowing by. It was like this Eldorado of like, he was going so fast too. You guys kept like bottoming
is
out.
Is it an off-road from the main route?
It went from a dirt road to not a road. It was the desert.
God. You were driving surprised over. You guys weren't sacrificed.
Huge rocks. If it had been nighttime, I would have been like, nope, let's just wait in traffic. But it was like during, and we were together, you know, I wouldn't do it by myself, but right. We were like, so we followed and the guy seemed like nice enough. And he was just like this traffic angel from Las Vegas. And we follow him and I'm like, where the hell are we going? Drops us off in the middle of the parking lot, the Prim Outlets. I swear to God, he gets out of the car, he waves to us, and we wave back.
I love Prim. Like,
and then he drove off into the distance, maybe to a Foot Locker, I don't know, and just freaking left our lives forever.
Is that when you went to Williams-Sonoma Outlet? Or is that when you
time.
Went to...
Different okay. time. I went into Williams-Sonoma. Everything was 80% off, you guys. And we were like closing down. Shit. It was incredible. Yeah. But that's my second favorite Vegas story.
Prim oh is... if you've never been, you need to go to Vegas and find yourself in Prim. You've done something wrong you're in Prim. You've made a decision to be there for one reason or the other. So you're either shopping or gambling, but you're sitting next to somebody who's seen shit.
Yeah, nobody's had an easy day in
nobody's
Prim.
Nobody's had That's a day easy day in Prim. They're playing with their paycheck. You know what I mean?
I will gladly go downtown Los Angeles to buy stuff. Many people will not. If I decide to go to the Prim outlets, it's going to be 80% off outlet prices.
Yeah, it's going to be like you prepare mentally and physically to go to Prim. You're like, someone's going to jump me and it's fine. I'm going to try to take my Dutch oven from.
I wasn't sad when I entered this mall, but now nothing feels worth it anymore.
Nothing feels good.
Except I did when they had that Williams-Sonoma sale, though, you guys. I spent $400. I calculated I got damn near 10 grand and stuff.
Oh my God. If
we're talking MSRP, though, I mean, that was worth it. My husband was like, I'm going to start the car and just idle it outside.
You guys like, follow me. Follow me.
He really did like cut like probably 2 or 3 hours off of our trip following him through the desert, though.
I think like this trip to Vegas kind of sealed the deal for me that like I have a new love for Vegas that I kind of didn't know that I had, because I now know what I want when I go there, which is like, I'd love to see a show of some sort. That kind of doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
And then I loved that we went to a like a lounge thing that felt really cool. And like when we went to Delilah, the restaurant Delilah, is the most beautiful place been to, and so good. And that was such a treat because we like took out our team for dinner because we had been on tour and it had been a rough tour.
A lot of work.
And we were like, let's go get dressed up. That's the other time. I wore the same shirt in Vegas the last time, because you know me, I'm a repeat wearer. And I now know what I would want from Vegas, so I think I know how to win Vegas.
Well, that's the thing is, like, my husband doesn't like Vegas. And sometimes, like, even this last time we went, he's like, ugh. He just thinks it's like the
Colin
seediest.
Doesn't like, my husband doesn't like Vegas either.
And I'm like, man, I don't know who you went to Vegas with before, but like, maybe don't go with like seasoned criminals or something. Cause I don't see the shady side of Vegas. All I see is like beautiful, wonderful shopping. I see awesome restaurants.
I see the shady side of Vegas, and I don't know how I get. Well,
I like a $5 table, so I will go downtown. I'm telling you guys, I'm not scared.
I will
to save
say
money.
That it was nice to go into the Venetian and wherever we were. I think we like kind of traveled between those fancy. I like the way that feels. It feels cool and high end, and you're there for a night. You're playing pretend, by the way.
You are, and that was the thing I was going to say. Like,
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Most of the time in life, you don't get to like wear a sequined outfit because you don't go to red carpets or you don't get an opportunity unless it's like literally a costume party. But in Vegas, you can get, you can wear a ball gown and somebody probably just thinks you got married. It doesn't matter. But like, you can dress as fancy and as fun and as sexy as you want to.
Wear a booby shirt. I didn't. I wore a halter because I think they're more flattering on me. But I did wear nipple covers and I was fully dancing.
Yeah.
She didn't lose
a cutlet?
I did fall asleep with them on. And to take them off the next day.
It's appeal. Yeah.
And also I would like to say, who are we making those for? That was That was not enough.
You get extra small or something.
Well, I was like, these are delightful. Yeah. I need two of these.
Yeah, don't go cheap on nipple covers.
You yeah, guys. I was like, we got other sizes.
Loves a bargain. It will rip your nipple right off when you go to take. I know. I was like, yeah, you don't go cheap.
Hey man, it's still nice to know I got it, man. It's still nice to know that like I got home and I woke up and I was like a little bit hungover, but more than anything, I was sore. My body was sore, and I was like, this is worth the price of admission. This is worth me being tired and my fake ass eyelash that I had on was like stuck to the top of my eyebrow, and I was like, I'll take it. This is a win. I had such a good time.
That's what I love about it is that everybody's there just for the sake of like having a good time.
It's a little bit, what do you call it when it's like, when it's everybody's out hedonist, they're like, I'm going to get what I want from this place. Is that the right word?
Hedonism, that resort where everybody swings, where Uncle Frank, your Uncle Frank.
Well, that's where he went. It's a club he invited me to. And I was like, no, thank you.
I mean, I'm sure.
Swinging doors? I don't know.
They probably have a lot of those places if you want them, but you need to find them. You're not going to accidentally go into like one
right.
of those clubs.
It's definitely a place you should make yourself, you should know what makes you happy and go do that in Vegas.
But go with like, I love to go with my husband because we get to like feel like we're on like a young, sexy date. You can just walk from place to place, from restaurant to nightclub. You can take the tram or you can just do it all in one night. Like it's really fun. Or you can go with a bunch of girls. And what I loved is like, there's a nightclub for you where you don't feel like you're the old people or you're like, we're dressed too down for this. You like, I wore my sneakers and I was dancing at the nightclub
because
I was tired from wearing my heels.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a delightful time. And it was reminded me of like, that like, it is good to get out and just to be rowdy and to like not, everybody needs a night out, whatever that means for you, that feels like good ass fun.
Yeah.
Let your hair down, get your groove on, go have some fun, don't give a shit. And like, it's all that matters. Cause really at the end of the day, the thing that's different is like, now that I'm married and I'm older, I'm not going to Vegas to gain the attention of men or dudes or finding a guy. You know what I mean? It's just different. It's like, not that I think that's what everybody goes out, but there is definitely when you're single and you're in your 20s, a different vibe. You're like, let's go where all the guys are. Let's go. You know, there's like a sexual, sexy thing.
Yeah.
And this, I was like, let me fucking get my dance on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my arms were pumping. I didn't give a shit.
Well, it's funny because when I used to go to Vegas when I was younger, the only thing really that I would ever worry about was how much money I spent or that I had enough cash to literally get home. Like, can I pay for gas to get back or whatever it is? Like, the cab to get to the airport or if, you know, it was LA to get back there, like that kind of thing. And now, because I feel like this is very singular to like moms and parents, is you're always worried about, well, what do I have tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like, I really can't go out and stay that late because I still have to like get up.
Yeah.
And we have lacrosse in the morning or whatever it is.
But like, I didn't.
But you go to Vegas and then that's the one time you can put
all those
worries
aside. You have to worry about that next day.
Yeah. And you're like, unless you have some like a gambling problem or drinking problem, it's not the place for you. But otherwise you can go there and you don't really need to worry about anything else.
No.
Like, I'm like, I'm going to take $250 out. I'm going to play the pennies as long as that'll get me. And that's all I need.
Yeah. You know? It was super fun. I think, in my 20s, I remember my friend invited me to Vegas, worst trip ever. And she wore a dress that looked like she took it out of like a pillbox. It was so small and so short.
This was not me.
At one point, they asked if we were professionals, and I was not dressed like that. I was like, "You must think I'm her bouncer, because like I'm still wearing a popped collar."
You don't see those guys that are giving you the cards with the where you can pick. Remember, it must be all online now. It used to be in Vegas, there was a guy, and he was like, slap his hand, and he had a pamphlet where you would go in and pick the girl and call the girl to come to your hotel room.
What?
Yeah. They would just stand outside of the hotels, and they'd slap the pamphlets and hand you one.
And for prostitutes?
For prostitutes, yeah, because it's legal there.
It is?
Well, outside the city limits, but still, it's legal there. It's legal there. But that was like one of the seedy things. They don't have that anymore. I don't know what the difference
is. Must be a QR code.
It's got to be all online. Like, I don't know. But you don't see that. You used to see like the billboards for prostitutes too. And so it made it seem like very seedy, but you don't see that. Now you just see like, a Gucci billboard or something like that.
God bless. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn how to play Texas Hold'em, and Vegas is going to mean something different to me. I think I got it. I think I got what it takes.
If I'm going to spend $1,000 for a night of pleasure, it's going to be a little bit of penny slots, and then I'm going to go buy something after I have too many drinks at that Caesar's Palace.
Oh,
mall,
I know.
Man, the Forum Shops. I'm going to.
Jen did that to me. I was like,
I'm still going to regret it. I'm going to still feel dirty for it, but I'm still going to be married. You know? That's the. Vegas
Texas
now.
Hold'em, they'll be like, get her away from the table. She's got her mortgage on the line. I've got it. I don't have a tell. Can you tell I've got good cards?
She has all the tells. She's like, ma'am, you're freezing everybody.
Yeah. Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah. Hello. We take it you don't have a good hand right now, ma'am.
Oh, it was so weird
back
on that stage.
From the table.
The poor French guy was like, do you speak French? I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, there was a French guy at Magic Mike?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm married. And he's like this. Yeah.
Christine was like, let's talk about how was your trade school for you, sir? Do you like what you're doing? Would you like to improve your life? What about getting into small
Jen
machine
was like,
repair?
What were you talking about? You were talking the whole...
What you want is something with benefits, because you want to start now with the 401k. A little bit adds up to a whole lot more later, and you're going to thank yourself when you're in your 40s. You trust me. And he was like, ma'am,
he put his pants on.
He
was like, I'm
a boner anymore. It's all gone away. The women whose birthdays it is have left and gone someplace else. Take your friend that snuck in the loaded potato skins, too. She's out of here also. It's against health code.
Don't invite us anywhere. We're not to be trusted. Oh.
Can I do a hot flash for Barry Manilow, please?
Hell yes.
He was not performing the week.
Because we were.
And he started the next week. And I got to tell you, I've loved Barry Manilow since I was a little kid.
So is your mom.
Oh, my God.
She loves herself a Barry.
My mom would forsake any person or religion for Barry. But
what if you invited her to go see?
Is Barry into it? You know what? She might go for Barry.
She'd go for Barry. She'd be like, does Jen have to come? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I would rather. Can you... go play penny slots while I enjoy Barry.
All right, I'm here. You go,
Barry.
You go play here. I'm gonna go in here. You go over there. We'll meet up later.
But I mean, he's breaking Elvis's record
this week. That guy's 82 years old.
You know,
and
that's
playing
a good show. You've played that many shows. That's a good freaking show.
This is. He's got to be damn near 680 shows.
He's
82. He's 82. It's cool, man. There's just some shit that's like really like. You know, in the U.S., there is no place. I don't think there's any place in the world like Vegas. Vegas is in its own thing, and it is really something to experience. I think it's a really weird, cool place.
All Kristen and I want to do is retire in Vegas as failed comics.
Not failed.
Well,
successful.
I mean, what some might see as failure, where we just play a room, even if it's in a Kino bar.
What are you talking about? Regular. We're going to have a residency at the Westgate. We've made it happen with this podcast. We're
oh
going
to
go up
hand to
four,
God. Please.
Four nights
Please.
A week. We're going to roll in our freaking fancy ass cars.
Yeah.
I'll live at the Westgate. Are you kidding? That's my, I'm fine. Hi, kids and grandkids, take the elevator up. I'm under the E. Thanks.
Come over to her room. She has lots of bath parties.
Man, a hot tub? Yeah, you better believe it. I'll be wearing head to toe leather. It's going to get weird and it's going to be awesome. But I'm not going back to Magic Mike.
No.
Did we podcast?
I think so.